This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. And what about those vaunted Iowa caucuses? This was to be the first test of the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate's strength in challenging President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Countless millions in dollars and thousands in volunteer campaign hours, all to run into the mother of all roadblocks late Monday when the state Democratic Party was unable to report even a single vote hours after the polls had closed. State party officials attributed the delay to an issue in reporting totals from precincts across the state and said they expected to have numbers to report sometime today. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected, but it's in place to ensure we are eventually able to report results with full confidence.
Several of the candidates flew from Iowa to New Hampshire early Tuesday. Before members of Congress gathered to hear U.S. President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday, senators will have the chance to give speeches on the floor of their chamber explaining where they stand on the president's impeachment trial. The Senate, which is expected to acquit the president, will be casting its final vote on Wednesday. House Democrats prosecuting the impeachment case against the president and his defense team offered forceful closing arguments Monday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This president is a vindictive man. He's a nasty man. Every Republican saw what happened with Flake and with Corker. And so it takes strength and courage, when you know that Adam Schiff is right, which I think a lot of them do.
White House Counsel Jay Sekulow.
These articles fail on their face as they do not meet the constitutional standard for impeachable offenses. No amount of testimony could change that fact.
This is VOA News.